what we should learn. We don't imitate. When we go and meditate together, we don't imitate each other. We all do something which is prefixed. We don't think about it even. But when it comes to the ideas and the vision, I have to be awake and alert. What I'm doing, how I'm doing, and all of that. Yes.
The deaf man laughs then like them, without knowing the state of the laughers. Afterwards he inquires what the laughter was about, and then, having heard, he laughs a second time. Hence the mere imitator too resembles the deaf man in respect of the joy that is in his head.
This is why I brought this example to explain to you, to feel it really. The imitator is like a deaf fellow. Who is a deaf fellow? Should I go back? The first word of Masnavi? Listen! And if you're deaf, this doesn't work for you. You should listen. The imitator is like a deaf fellow. Yes.
Hence the imitator too resembles the deaf man in respect of the joy that is in his head. It is the Sheikh's reflection, and its source is in the Sheikh. The overflow of joy is not from the disciples. Nay, it is from the Sheikh. Like a basket in water or a light on glass, if they think it comes from themselves, 'tis defect. When it is separated from the river, that perverse one will recognize that the sweet water within it was from the river. The glass also will recognize at the setting that those beams were from the beauteous shining moon.
He went to explain it and give the details, go and exaggerate, to go to the pier, the glass. Yes. Even the glass knows that the light I'm giving is not mine. It's coming from sun and I'm giving it. It's not me. Yes?
When the commander rise opens his eye, then he will laugh like the dawn a second time.
Have you seen that the sun comes and goes down and rises second time, and the second time is a real day and all that stuff? He brings it here and he plays with it, this to talk about stand up and be responsible. For that standing up, you have to have a good vision. You have to understand. So you will smile like the second morning. Yes?
He will even laugh at his own laughter, which was produced in him in that imitation, and will say, by all these far and long ways, and thinking that this was the reality, and that this was the mystery and secret, how forsooth in that valley did I rejoice from afar through blindness and confusion? What was I fancying, and what was it? My weak perception was showing a weak image.
He explains it very, very simple. The fellow thinks about, how silly I was. Now I see it, and I understand how beautiful and how complicated it is. How silly I was, laughing at it without knowing what was going on. I was a silly fellow making silly images. Yes, like.
Where is the thought of the man in relation to the child of the way? Where is his fancy in comparison with true realization?
Do you remember the true and the truth that we are always talking here? You would say, that truth, that truth which comes with the research, that doesn't happen with the children. they learn, they do this and that and that. But later, yes?
The thought of children is the nurse or milk or raisins and walnuts or weeping and crying. The imitator is like a sick child. Although he may have subtle argumentation and proofs.
Oh, yes. That all these beginners and imitators and all that, they have a lot to say because they pick up here and there and there. Well, see, but at the end of the day, he is like a sick child who cannot do anything, but he could talk a lot. Yes?
That profundity in proofs and difficult problems is severing him from insight. It took away the stock, which is the collyrium of his inmost consciousness, and applied itself to the discussion of problems. O imitator, turn back from Bukhara, go to self-abasement, that thou mayest become a hero.
It means what? Translation. Oh, you forgot. We talked a lot about a fellow who was supposed to go back to Bukhara. Do you remember? Oh my God. That was the major part of the last book. We talked about it, right? Here, he says, hey, you imitator, come back from Bukhara and go to Bukhari. Yeah, because Khari means humbleness. They say, hey, before going to Bukhara and that return I was talking about, you should become humble. Because with this pride, you cannot go there. The first thing you should do is to reduce this inflated ego. So, I talked about those Bukhara, yes, but don't be silly. You're not there yet. So you should face Khari, means humbleness. Yes.
And that thou mayest behold within another Bukhara in the assembly place whereof the champions are unlearned.
Yeah, because when we said you should go to Bukhara, you thought about the Bukhara city to go there. There is the other Bukhara within here. You should see that one. Over there we're talking about finding yourself. Because if you don't find yourself, what are you doing? You should find yourself, correct yourself, improve yourself, and be happy. Yes?
Although the courier is a swift runner on land, when he goes to sea, his sinews are broken.
We talked about this trip always, and you could find it in all different schools of thinking in beyond the logic. Always they talk about this. Very simple. They say, listen, you are a guy who is sitting on the dirt and there is no water around. So you should stand up, look around and find the source of water. That's a small creek. You should follow that to arrive and find other people and other creeks to make a little boat, then drive the river to arrive at the seaside. Then, the rest of the trip, you cannot do it. There should be a captain who comes back from the ocean with the ship. He will put you on the ship, he will take you to the ocean. Then you will understand the ocean. Then what? Nobody thinks about it. And I'm not going to print the story I wrote about it. The captain will bring you back at the seaside and will leave you. You should walk back to where you were with a little bit water. Go there and give it to the people and tell them that if you want to see the ocean, follow this path. This is how it works. You understand the story? It's very simple. It starts with what? With me understanding that I have to try and do this and do that and do that to arrive to a point which I need help, because this is not something that I do solo. All the way I'm trying to find the other people who are walking to walk with me. Do you remember? It's like that. This is not a personal stuff. This is not something that I decide and I do it. No. This is coming together. We talked about it. Book 4 was all about that, right? Here he will say, you should understand this, that when on the earth you could be a runner on the land, but when you will come to the sea, you cannot walk in the sea. You need that captain. You need that ship. Yes.
He is only, we have borne them on the land. That one who is born on the sea, he is somebody. The king hath great bounty. Run, or thou hast become in pawn to an imagination and fancy.
You see, there are two different carriers. One that carries you on the land is different. Is you and your friends and stuff like that. When you arrive there, you need the peer, you need the advisor, the other stuff. Yes?
From conformity, that simple disciple too was weeping in concert with the venerable. Like the deaf man, he regarded the weeping in the manner of a conformist and was unaware of the cause. When he had wept a long while, he paid his respects and departed. The favorite disciple came quickly after him and said, O thou who art weeping like a witless cloud in concert with the weeping of the Sheikh of Insight, For God's sake, O loyal disciple, although in conformity thou art seeking profit, take heed not to say, I saw that king weeping, and I wept like him, for that is denial.
Yeah. Are you listening? Could you make it clear that? He said, hey, hold on. In that imitation, I know you're learning. Okay, but don't mix it up. Don't think that when you imitate the Shaykh, you know what's going on over there and you understand it. Yes?
A weeping full of ignorance and conformity and opinion is not like the weeping of that trusted one. Do not judge weeping by the analogy of weeping. 'Tis a long way from this weeping to that.
This is what you should understand. This is that subject which we are bewildered, right? Now you're saying, listen, crying, there are two different kind of crying. This is something that you should understand, that from this crying to that crying, it's an enormous difference. Our acting is not what we are talking about. Our thinking, our feeling is what we are talking about. Your act, okay, your act is like the act of that fellow. But at the end of the day, it's not the same stuff. It looks the same, but it's not the same. Yes.
That is after a 30 years warfare. The intellect can never get there.